Hi, welcome to Howling Talent. I'm Anna Roy.
And I'm Yvonne Dagger. Let's get howling. Today, we are going to meet a family of four who create the most amazing site-specific and environmental art by using the beach as their canvas. Their work integrates the surrounding natural beauty of the beaches in Devon, England. We welcome Zintas and Ieva and Esther to our sixth episode of season two of Howling Talent. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Devon is a beautiful part of England. I visited it many times when I lived in the UK, so I know the area quite well. Beach for Art started because of a home learning project during the first UK COVID lockdown in 2020. So yes, tell us about it. Tell us how it all started.
Oh, it was, we all were locked at home at this time, you know, we all went crazy when you are locked at, you know, at home and are not allowed outside, then all kind of mental problems is starting. And, but at this time, actually, we enjoyed this time because we had lots of time to learn together with our children, to study, to return back to school.
Right.
And for us, this is something new because originally we come from Latvia, but the English school for us is something a little bit different, I say, yes. But our son, our youngest son at this time, he was asked to make an arts project, mandala. And this was a task to go outside because at this time, parents, the teachers were very keen to keep children mentally healthy. And this was the subject well-being. Mm-hmm. And they asked everybody if we can. At this time, I think we were allowed to go just for 30 minutes outside.
Okay.
And they motivated actually us to go and collect those natural materials, and this is how we decided we need to go to beach. We live quite close to beach, to install beach, and we grabbed our bikes, and cycled to beach. Collected quickly seashells and made first quite first our first very simple mandala. If we look back, it was quite simple, but our son Emmanuel's, he was quite very proud of result, and when he shared with teachers at school, everybody was very very pleased and glad about our this result. That's and at this moment, we realized when we created this mandala, how this process is very therapeutic and relaxing and very good for your mental health.
That's beautiful.
So it obviously brought you closer together as a family.
Yes,
definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. Yes.
Good. Yeah. And I'm guessing your main challenges when you do these projects are obviously the high tides, weather conditions. They must be your main issue.
And
so how do you deal with that? How do you learn about?
Yeah, we right now we are very good to understand the tide times and the weather condition. We are every day checking what weather will be the day when we will going to work. You know, right now we go to work to create once a week.
Yeah.
Yes, or Mondays or Tuesdays. Yeah, yes, and sometimes twice a week. When we started, we created quite. This was a time when we were at home.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
we were quite free, and we literally cycled for 1 month, I think, the beach. We returned back to create different animals, sea
Right.
creatures. This was our first project, actually. It was about sea creatures.
Okay.
We created a sea turtle, shark, what else?
Yes, dolphins,
Dolphins,
crabs,
octopus. Yeah,
octopus,
but
I
what
think.
about the weather? So it was the tide,
Yeah.
rain, the coldness if it's freezing, as well pets. We could say, sometimes as well when people walk on the beaches, they're quite relaxed, and Yes.
sometimes we would spend hours creating work, and then there would be a dog that would just run over.
Just
Oh
run over, and you
no.
have to
Oh
few
no.
hours put everything back.
And there would
Oh
be the
no.
smallest details that they would have designed. And because people are just very relaxed, it sometimes takes a while to register that actually there's something going on the beach.
Yes,
Right, yes. Because of course
sure.
we see the pictures once they're created, so we get an overview so we can actually see it. But when you're actually down low, it must be quite difficult to register what's going on if you're not paying any attention.
Sometimes, yes. And this, I think, couple of times we tried to put around ourselves a fence because this project was so complicated when we created elephants last summer. And what else? We did some projects for charity also. It's very not
Serious,
serious, but important,
important,
yes, responsible work to
responsible, yeah,
create something for
right.
charity. And if a doggy runs through, it's ruined in one moment. And this is why we are very friendly and chatty, and always try to welcome our everybody who comes across and who stop for some words who and but
Right. It's
what
difficult when they actually destroy what you're doing.
And couple of times, be honest, our children cried because
Oh
the
boy,
work when
sure.
we, yeah it was ruined. Yes, it
When
was.
you put a lot
That's
of work
frustrating.
into things like that, do you get a lot of people to watch? Do people come around and watch you? And as you get closer to the end of creating these beautiful works of art, do people come and watch?
People do. A
Yes,
lot of
interesting.
people as well, I think, recognize us from where they've seen us online, or people have specifically text mom and dad and say, "Oh, when are you going to the beach? Can we please come and join?" But I often actually, when you're asking about the end, near the end, normally that's when I would say they are the most tense because they're trying to finish the work. So near the end, always, it's good if I'm around or if my siblings are around to help, because then they can fully immerse themselves and focus on creating, and then we can just sort of talk about the work, because near the end is one of the most important things that you finish with the tie time. And
Sometimes this is a bit difficult because you make idea project before we are going. We just talk, chatting about like little briefing before what we start. And when we come to beach, we found maybe some other materials which we not supposed to find maybe, or we can find what we expect to get. And we have to change a little bit and think about how we can maybe change instead one color, other color, how will be created
how it will
shadows
work
and
together.
yes, and anything. And if sometimes people just come and like to talk and they're very happy to see us and talk, and is quite difficult to answer sometimes because you completely
Focus, just
focused,
focus.
yes, focused on this problem, and when you solve, yes, you're happy
Then you
to
can
enjoy,
talk.
yes,
Just finish,
and talk, and we're happy to explain how we're doing and why we're doing and
And
why you're
when we
doing what you're doing.
when we create, we are completely lost in universe. We
Yes,
say we
definitely.
are lost in the universe. Sometimes
It's
we
almost a
don't
trend. We call it, as an artist myself, whenever I went into my studio and I started to work, I'd have to put my timer on and just time, because if I had an appointment in the afternoon, I would miss the appointment because I'd be so transfixed on what I was doing. So it's a transcendental, they call it a transcendental time. And a lot of artists, go into that, you know, they go into that period, and I can understand, but the people must be very, I mean, it must be wonderful to be able to see you at work and to be able to see what you do. What beaches are you, the beaches close to your home?
Esther,
I think 15 minutes driving.
It's, yeah,
I think driving 15 minutes. We have, I think, is how many beaches we got. Place for, I think, Insto Beach by cycle is maybe 20
You
minutes
can
or 50.
cycle to
You
that
can
beach, yeah. But
cycle or by car on like
Standing
Sandy
Bear Beach.
Mer. Yes, it's
So we
need to
got
car and walk as well.
so the beach as well that we're near, so that would be 15 minutes westward ho, but there's different ends because it's so long, like you can go down the boroughs and like you can go from the one end or you can do it on the other end. And we tend to go actually further where you like you park your car at the end of the beach, but then you go through the boroughs further because it's more quieter around the corner. Because you can walk a lot
Grey
on these,
Sands,
yeah, Greysand.
Cairn Beach,
So there's different like areas,
yeah,
different,
different.
yeah.
About how
Sometimes
many
we
miles of beach, Esther, are they?
I don't know actually.
Sandymer, Vesterhav Beach, I think is probably some maybe 2 miles if we start from
I think
Sundsvall
longer.
till end, maybe
Yeah.
longer if we go around. Yes, could
Wow.
be, could be. We try to find some place because we need a nice surface.
There's everything.
Yes, for
And pebbles, small
as
pebbles.
well small pebbles, which one is a lot of colors. Colors, what we need else as well. Sunlight as well is a little
Sunlight,
bit, because sometimes if we put wrong direction or art, when you like to take a picture,
Photo,
you could cover by your shadow and
yes.
it's nothing.
Oh, that's true. My
That's very
goodness, I
true.
never thought of that. That's so incredibly smart. That's brilliant, actually. I live on Long Island, in the United States, and we have Jones Beach, which covers all of the South Shore of Long Island. So we have different beaches, you know, and there's Jones Beach, there's Tobe Beach, there's Gilgo Beach, there's the West End. And it sounds very similar to what you're talking about and at your beaches. What is the sand like on your beaches? Is it really soft or is it
No,
pebbly?
because tides is all time is
Because yeah, the
coming.
tide goes over the beach like every day. Yeah. So it wouldn't, yeah, it's definitely
No,
not
sand
soft.
is wet and 6 hours
Yes, it's
water
tide.
is coming back.
Like high tide
High tide
and
and
6 hours is going like
going.
low
Oh yeah.
tide.
And
Yes,
this means this sand is never
never
dry.
dry. Yes,
And
you can't take and
It's good to me for making sand castles, but sometimes sand is so wet we can't work. We need to wait some hours. It gets
So
drier and then we
it's
can
drier.
start. Yes.
How
And
interesting.
always also we need the water. Water.
Yes.
It's very important because people very often ask how we they say our work is I
So sparkly?
no
No.
no I'll this intellectual is artificial intellect
No, it looks like AI. Is it AI? The
Oh
artificial.
really?
Yeah, because
Wow.
they look.
No footprint because no
No,
it's not
because
bad.
there's no footprints on it, and it always looks like it's almost like it would be edited.
Yeah,
And the
but
reason why
clean,
completely
yeah.
clean, yeah, and because they have their own
We have our
routine,
water can.
water routine. They get watering cans.
Yes,
Normally, one of
like
them.
gardening, we just
Oh, how
waft
wonderful!
away all footprint.
Sometimes I laugh about those comments because people are suspicious and why they don't have a footprint and they
Footprint.
did they fly? And I'd be suspicious. This I say we do miracles with a watering can.
And how it normally goes as well, like near the end, is that mom tells dad up, then quickly go get the watering can, and then he runs to get the water before the dogs come in and before the tide changes. And then dad is normally the one that does the watering procedure, waters like hands,
And
makes
also,
it shiny.
water makes the pebbles shiny because they look great. Sometimes people who are walking along, they ask, where did you get all those pebbles? I know you brought them with you from other place. They get suspicious.
You have the pebbles, you carry them about with you.
Especially when people write comments when they in from different places of world, not locals, but from United States, or we have lots of followers all over the world. And they are suspicious about those pebbles. Where did they? they brought from. And I answer. In the UK, it's illegal to take pebbles away.
Yeah, you can't.
And it's illegal to bring. Also, I think maybe you can bring something, but definitely not take away. Mm-hmm. And also, if we would, they are so hundreds of pebbles, thousands, and it's a heavy bird.
Exactly. Yes, it's probably need a tractor to move them.
So tell me,
you create these works of art, and so you spend the entire day making them, making one work of art, or do you go back home and then come back and continue working on it the day after, if you know that the conditions are right?
Well, they can't because the tide keeps coming in.
I think you can explain your process when you have the first sketching, planning, research.
When we come to beach, yes, we just start and finish completely, and that's limit is tight. Yes,
tight. Mm-hmm.
If we make some faults, everything will be visible after. We have to do very quick.
But you can explain where you start. So, for example, if it's something like a work that you're doing for somebody,
I am actually this one who this crazy. Who explores, who spends many hours to explore wildlife photographies and different animals and flowers. And then I sketch and draw and show my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a professional artist. I finished in Latvia College of Applied Arts. Beautiful. Many years ago.
Congratulations.
But my husband, he's a very talented self-taught artist. All those animal faces, eyes, and those features belongs to my husband, Zinters.
Wow. And that's incredible. And, we're both very talented.
Yeah, self-taught artist.
So you do the 2 hours. Yeah. So you do the 2 hours of sketching.
Sometimes more. Sometimes I.
All evening before. Sometimes.
Sometimes it takes 1 week when I'm struggling with some project to learn something new and to sketch animals.
That's on paper.
Yeah, on a paper at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then,
right. Your planning is incorporated with a sketch that you do at home, in your own time, in your studios or in your home environment, and you have this idea of what you're going to be going to the beach to create.
And this idea, tu var pastāstīt, ka ideja parasti ir no tā, kad piņemsim ir kāda pasaules lauva diena vai pasaules vai kāda problēma, kas gaisā.
So they got the idea, but normally that like inspiration can be like a celebration or event or something that happens locally or so that's where you get the inspiration, that's where you start in the research, and then you start drawing, and then that's when it goes on the beach, and normally it takes about how many? Yeah. 6 to 8 hours?
Six hours.
What materials do you use apart from stones and pebbles and so on? What else do you find on the beach to use?
Driftwood, seashells.
Driftwood.
Seashells, sometimes we're using as well sea glass.
Sea glass.
Yes.
Okay.
Sea glass and ceramic or pottery shards.
Yes.
But when we work with sea glass,
we never
leave this.
Yeah.
We clean.
Oh, I'm glad. But
sometimes we did istās divas interesantas projektus ar vācot plastikas gabals.
Oh, so on one of the beaches there was a lot of plastic and they made two interesting projects from plastic.
Un mēs vienkārši aizgājām uz pludmali, savācām pusstundas laikā savācām vesels paini ar plastiku.
So they just went to the beach and within half an hour they had collected a massive
bucket
of plastic.
Yeah, together with our youngest children. Together with youngest children, teenagers. Yeah. Yes, this was very good also example to taught them to take care of nature.
Not to throw.
Yeah, and we made from this plastic giant octopus and shark also.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. So you use all found objects from the beach.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you'll get like a big container of plastics and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe go home and think that through. You know,
it's
really so incredibly creative. It's just so creative to be able to do that. And I just really it's beautiful. And then you've got this site-specific art or environmental art that you've created, and then you photograph it, right? You take some photographs of it.
Yeah. I will explain how they take photographs, and also they would take the plastic away if they find it.
Definitely.
But make sure
if it's not
plastic that they will take home.
Some people started to blame us.
Are you bringing plastic?
brother.
No, we don't bring plastic to the beach. No,
we clean the beach.
You recycle it when you find it and then you get rid of it.
Yeah,
the recycling center. Yeah.
Talking about the pictures, actually it's very interesting how they take pictures. The way how they take pictures is my dad stands still and then mom gets on piggyback.
Yeah.
So she sits on his shoulders and that's how they take a picture.
My goodness.
Take pictures from a top.
Yeah.
We have no drone.
Oh my goodness.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
And if that isn't incredibly environmental, I don't know what is. That is wonderful.
Once there was an accident, mom fell off whilst taking the picture from the
beach. Oh no.
Everything was fine.
You didn't get hurt, did you?
Oh, thanks.
No,
thanks.
Thank goodness. You wouldn't let her go, Zintis, would you?
That is a risk in this profession.
Yeah,
that's something. That is the first time I've ever heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That is so...
Well, they're creative, so they figured out how to be creative with their pictures as well.
Yes, because we have to, take pictures from top because all these objects, all these animals is very large, maybe 3 meters long.
If you
use ordinary camera, which is wide range, you have to front details very huge and last ones is...
Yeah.
So everything is in proportion. Yeah, that's why they have to take care from that.
Yeah,
sometimes we did for purpose front details a bit smaller and
to make it more
3D. But that
out.
One is quite hard if you work for a purpose like how to see camera but looks from maybe normal view is horrible. This balloons, this balloon.
Balloon
is basket, which is flying on the
air
sky.
Air balloon.
We take picture from one side. This balloon is huge, and this basket is like a little box.
You can't do that.
We turn around and take picture from other side, will be basket and new balloon.
It's true. That's a good point. But very smart, a very smart way to get the image And do you take the measurements of the artwork, of the entire artwork? Do you measure it and then put that down on your, you know, your image, you know, your photograph?
Do you have an archive of
how big
you do?
The piece
yeah,
is?
Actually,
we bought Etsy. Etsy is our archive.
Yeah, that's your archive. Okay. That's a good one.
But no, you don't measure.
Pasaki, ka tagad viņas ieteica īstenībā ļoti labu domu, ka saslēdzās, ka vajadzētu pie katra darba pierakstīt.
Mom is just saying that now you have that you have encouraged her. That's actually a very good idea for every single work to attach the measurements.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
So we, just roughly 3 meters by 2 meters or something like this.
It's good for you to look back again and, you know, you might need to that information.
And you know, write the date, measurement and stuff. And then this way you're documenting all of your work.
Date we do, but measurements also. From
not
this
just
day,
roughly,
we
I
will
think
add so. Measurements also. Yeah. Thank you.
Right. And you know, I love this kind of work because it's fleeting, you know, it's there. It's a work of art that's beautiful, mm-hmm. but you've taken a photograph of it, which is a treasured memory of it.
Yeah,
but because of it, it has left a wonderful memory, and then it gets washed into the sea, where it's being used in nature again, which I love the whole idea.
Yeah,
the entire idea of it is so, you know, it's like recycling nature and making sure that nature is being used properly. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, we always say this to people are answering who are just walking along, and some people are looking to us like we are some kind of crazy. And once one young man told, "But tide is coming, it will be washed away anyway. Why are you doing? Are you crazy or what? Or
just
what?"
For...
And then I answer, we borrow from nature and let it go or give it back. Where it belongs. It doesn't belong to us. It's just given us for some short
moment.
Yes,
moment.
For moment.
For that moment. For that moment in time.
Ephemeral. Ephemeral.
Ephemeral? I mean, that's the word.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. It's eternal. It's an eternal eternal gift, you know, and the gift that you have is so beautiful, and the idea is brilliant and is just so, I mean, look at the way that you've become so well known throughout the world, and people are intrigued by it, and to be able to see you at work and you know, if somebody, Esther, you've got to take a picture of your mother taking a picture on piggyback on your dad.
I think we had one picture. One we have.
Two
we have in case.
Right.
Yeah, we want proof.
So aside from the animals and the marine life and the floral themes, do you do any others, like special events, logos or anything like that?
Yes.
Pasaki, kad mēs taisam, piņemsim kādiem svētkiem, no Ziemassvētku lieldienas, un var pieminēt arī mūsu kristīgo pārliecību.
So people sometimes get in touch with us and they'd be like, oh, can you make this for me? Or can you make that? Like, depends on what is important to each other. But also, like, we would make things for, like, say, for Christmas or for Easter. But also, like, a lot of inspiration comes from our Christian faith as well. So that's, I think,
that's,
you know,
beautiful.
Yeah,
that is beautiful.
We can't hide this because we believe this talent is given to us for our from our Creator.
Yeah.
He is the source of
inspiration, talents, and skills.
Everything in our life.
Yeah. And the materials you use.
And for example, when we, on Christmas time, we create a Santa Claus, but we definitely will create a nativity. And on Easter, the same. We create the rabbits. We like rabbits and eggs. Yeah. But we will create a cross also. Rejection of Christ.
The cross is
resurrection of resurrection of Christ. Yeah.
Yes. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah. And of course, we've just celebrated Easter.
So you said that it takes about 5 or 6 hours. Sorry.
Five, six hours. Yeah. Because,
sorry, you broke up there for a minute. So I couldn't tell if you were talking.
No.
It must be a very therapeutic process for you. I mean, nature provides such beautiful materials, and the last 2 years have been, well, 4 years have been very challenging for so many people. Do you get feedback from your followers indicating that seeing what you create helps them with their mental health as well? I mean, you mentioned mental health yourselves. Mm-hmm. So have you had feedback on how it affects others?
Yeah, definitely. Every day we receive on Messenger a lot of private messages. So hundreds of so inspiring comments and thanks. And you give. Actually, I think this beach art project also was born because when we created ours, we didn't mean it will
become so big.
We just did this for to make people smile, and to maybe we didn't realize we will make somebody to smile. But when we created some funny snails and left on the beach, and then butterfly, people
they said, "Oh my goodness, that is making me smile," or like, "You've made my day."
Absolutely, and encourage us to continue to do.
But also not just that, because I think obviously we moved to England 12 years ago, but my personal, like my experience is different from their experience. But I think because my siblings, like the younger ones, they integrated so much better. And I'm sort of, I feel like in between, but mom and dad are still, I feel like that, like that's what they're saying as well, like it was their way of how to communicate with local communities, local people, and just a way how to express themselves without words. Like the art tells loads of words and connect. Because obviously when you come from a different country, like they've spent majority of their lives in Latvia. So it was, I think,
Thank you.
I
think this is good way how to be involved in community as well.
Communicate.
Yeah, you can do something for community, for this beach, for this area. And I think in this area, I don't know who is doing their beach art like me. But
also still, you've been here like as well for 12 years, and I'm telling you, your English is fine, but you still asked, like you as well, you're
thinking anyway.
As old teacher, I used to work as teacher, and I understand what is a fluent language, and I'm...
your English is very good.
Wonderful job. Your daughter is doing a great job. It's so great that the three of you are explaining this way of bringing not only bringing a form of art into the world, but also a form of community where everyone kind of comes together. And as you said, Esther, it's kind of a way of speaking without speaking, you know, it's communicating without words. And that's another beautiful sentence that you said that is so meaningful. It's so meaningful to hear that you can actually, you know, that smile is universal, you know, everyone knows a smile. When somebody smiles, everybody gets it, you know, but this way of art, to communicate with the community and to let them know that this butterfly is going to make you happy. And
it made my day. It made me smile. I feel better, or some, those words lift up our spirit also.
Yes.
And it's
of course.
Yes. Like a bonus for us.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It's inspirational, isn't it?
Inspirational.
Yeah.
It keeps us going because there are many days or times when we thought it is our last project. We are not going to do anymore. It's very difficult. Sometimes we are struggling with we are cold, we are hungry, we are thirsty, we are tired, we are all wet and freezing and all our
bones hurt.
Knees hurt and backs hurt. And until that is cut by.
And just being a human.
It was our
it's
last.
Enough, yeah. It's enough. Maybe it's this enough. Year. And
but then again, a week is gone. And we have to go something.
Yeah, sure. Something and then you clap.
Something
and then, and then you see success. And there's obviously so much work that you put into all of these beautiful works of art. And so then when you see this work of art getting washed away, or, you know, the tide comes up and takes all those little pebbles that you've taken so many hours to put together and colors to put together that look like an eye and that look like a snout and you know, or a beautiful butterfly. What does that make? How do you feel? How do you
I
feel?
I think fine. Yes, because when you enjoy to do this art, this process, you that one is what nobody can take away from you. That's
yes, process
that's
itself.
Art is going. Yeah. Yes, it's coming, going, and next time we just always pick up skills. We became better and better.
Better.
And that one is for us like experience, which we.
Yeah, and we say let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
That's like an emotional cleansing process as well.
Yeah, washed away within seconds.
Yeah.
A strong tide. Just
sometimes just one wave take away. Sometimes
one
it's
wave.
Washing. We still waiting. No, it's not coming. It's
coming.
Yeah.
Do you photograph that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes as well, like the washing away depends on what kind of work it is, but sometimes it's like very part of the work itself, like being washed away.
Sometimes this one could be symbolic as well, meaning
symbolic. Yes, once we created one special project, one lady who she lost her husband, and she asked us to create some kind of memorial project for him. He was a passionate golfer, and he loved the beach. And when we created this project, she came and watched how we created. And then this wave came and washed everything away. And she was crying. And I just hugged her. And she thought, yes, this is so symbolic. This is how we all are. We all are just here for a short time. And then
we feel same feeling as she felt. It was very, very
emotional. Sometimes it is emotional. Yes.
Is it kind of like a as Anna mentioned before, like an emotional cleansing in a way, or a healing, emotional healing, to be able to with that lady to be able to create something that her husband was a golfer and all of that, and then to actually go witness this beautiful work of art, and then having it, you know, cleanse away. Is that a feeling?
I think
that...
yes, this was very important for her to see this and to say goodbye and
for you to be
taken by nature.
By nature. That's true. That's true. So there's a lot of symbolism in your works as well. And that's so great too, to be able to see these things, to be able to take God's creation and create something out of it, and then give it back to to creation again, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a, it's like a full circle of almost like a circle of love.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That circle of love.
Yeah. Circles.
And 12 years ago, when you were in Lithuania, is that
Latvia, Riga, yes.
Latvia. Okay. Latvia. Yeah. When you came to the UK, did you really your son's project brought you to this?
No, actually, that was start on
never the... in our dreams. Never, yeah. never. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it was quite difficult for us because we always thought about something creative, something when we can like
express ourselves.
Yeah. And it was quite hard because we just did work. We was happy because everything was good. But anyway, something was you not realized, and that one is I think is a hard thing if you feel. And that one actually was this lockdown time. For us, I couldn't say was okay because we just find this good thing how to be together with family and
you wish to say it this time was quite peaceful for us, and it's a new new beginning of something good. What it's
for us, yes, actually, yes.
Yeah, sure.
What is the most unusual design that somebody's asked you to create for them?
Oh.
There's been something that stood out as being very unusual or different to what you normally do?
What we did some project for weddings as well.
Yeah,
for veterans. And we did for this motorcycle event.
Yeah, but what
unusual
did we do? But it is something special, you
something that stands out that you've done, something that stands out for you in your memory.
For me stands out Jesus Christ the apple tree. This was the Easter time 2 years ago, and we just went to beach, and I knew we need to create something for Easter. And we started to create this cross from driftwood. One side was like a cross from driftwood, and other from pebbles. Yes. And then I realized we need to make like a tree, like a tree with the flowers.
Yeah.
And the final result was like a one side was like a cross with a like a tree of life. It looked like a tree of life. One side like a cross.
Mm-hmm.
And with a deep, deep, big roots, and other side like a blossoming apple tree. And when I went home, I started to again
to investigate,
and I found this beautiful English poem, "Jesus Christ, the Apple Tree," and I was blown away.
Oh,
actually,
my goodness!
I was blown away. I didn't know about this 18th century or 17th. Jesus Christ, the Apple Tree. Yes.
Oh,
wow. That is
fantastic.
Incredible.
Yeah.
What a story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we can tell stories about each of our project. Behind each of this project is the story, surprise or something what comes to us from universe.
Yeah, some idea.
From the spirit. I guess you could say. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
That's real. And you're very spiritual. You seem very open to seeing signs and knowing the signs, which is really great. You're open to that.
Yeah, we are. We are.
Really, really wonderful. It's a great thing to be. And to live your passion like this, to know that you're doing a lot of good in the world. You know,
thank you.
It's great. It's a great
thing. You're bringing
joy
to people.
Thank you. Yes,
you are.
So, what's your next project? What have you got planned next? If you're allowed to tell us.
Next, finally, we before this interview, we created in we just finished, yes, this project, like a flower wind, spring flower wind or meadow. We haven't decided how to name this work.
Yes. We have a few ideas,
but today, because this spring is with so chilly and strong winds, and yes, we are not
winds. In the United States, a lot of winds too.
We are struggling with weather. We worked in winter clothes with the hats and with coats, winter coats, and just Zinter told when we will create animal. I would like to create animal.
Yes, but quite difficult if it's blowing wind. Yes. You can write with small details. Yeah. You have to sit and very careful in one place.
This is why we lost our last project. Yeah. Like a mandalas more and spiral, something we can move around and also don't stay in one place. Because when we create animals, the inter sit for 4 or 5 hours in one,
and
just to
cushion,
create
small
this
cushion.
Face, and he's
freezing.
Freezing.
Sure, because you're in the same spot.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
When you're stuck in that spot, you really, really get cold.
Get cold.
You know, because you're not moving around or anything.
We are.
So the elements are a big part of what you have to put up with all of that, and how you sustain your work. And it's really, really, really passionate work that you do, which is unbelievable. Now, tell me, when you do your charity work, how do you do that? I mean, how do you fundraise for your charity?
Tu var pastāstīt, ka citreiz, kad mēs darām pa brīvu, kā veterāniem, un citreiz, ja mūs sponsorē, palīdz, tad mēs arī pieņemam komisiju.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, sometimes the charities would get in touch with us, and sometimes you would like do it completely like for free. We would just do it for a charity.
Mm-hmm.
But then other times we do it for commissions.
Yeah,
it depends, because it's long hours as well. And
Yes, of course.
No, I mean, that's completely understandable.
Because sometimes we like something do for charity from us, for veterans and things like that. And
for 11th November veterans, we did for free.
Sometimes it's beautiful. Just we need to maybe find out some time. We have to cancel maybe some other jobs because we need particular day
to be able to do it because of the tide, the weather.
The weather conditions.
It's not just going be like, oh yeah, we'll do that. Like, there's so many things you need to think about.
You have to consider all of those things. The element, the tide, and the coldness, the wind, all of these things have to be considered. So you can't just invite people to come down and watch while you're doing your work for a certain number of
hours. Some of our followers are a couple of times they have worked together.
Really?
We welcome them to come and help us to collect pebbles and just sit and watch. We are open.
So nice.
I was going to ask you, how long does it take you to collect the pebbles? I mean, I know you put in all these hours to actually create the design, but on top of the creating the design, it must take you a long time to find all the materials to put this one piece together. Because you have to
different
shapes.
Sometimes it's we start collect some base materials to do like these outlines and after, when you start to make like something colors and using shadows, you have to go and try to find out exact same color pebbles. It's mixed process. You have to go and come back and try to put some maybe 5 pebbles and come.
And it works, sometimes we would be with like buckets. So like we bring like a tray with us, and then I would ask mom, I'd be like, well, what And then she would tell me, okay, you go collect white pebbles. And then my sister would go collect blue yellow pebbles. Yeah. And then somebody else would go collect yellow pebbles. And somebody would do. So it would be strategic about how who is collecting.
Strategic. But then daddy, when he sees this material,
he said nothing.
But then, yeah.
He says, I need to collect the special pebbles to find what I need to make a lion's eye or elephant's nose.
So if you don't come back with the right size pebbles, you'll get returned. So that.
No. Yes. I would say is sometimes this is much easy to go on for yourself to look and find out, not explain to somebody what you exactly need.
Yeah.
Because if you know is
you are fussy.
Yes, some like small pebbles. If you put a lot of pebbles together, they make. Make like surface which is looks like is like deeper, deeper. If you put nearby like big size or large size
pebbles.
Yes, it was looks different.
It looks yeah.
Yes, yeah. As well. Sunlight if comes from side, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tallest pebbles cover to your smallest. Pebbles. Yes,
and strange shadows.
Yes, and make strange shadows and completely look.
So they, you have to have if they got different vision on when they try to see it.
Sometimes we have
3D and different.
Sometimes we have lots of discussion and all that when we go home. And we discuss all evening what we did wrong, what we needed to come. We had this small light in this eye, it's not good.
Yeah.
And this was this eye, and always.
Because yes, when you look, it's fine. No, perfect. Take a picture. You can miss. Yes, could see some shadows or some accents, but normally people just look and it's quite difficult to find.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, yeah. But your eye is you've got it trained to be able to see, and if a pebble is too big, and it the shadow would go over the shorter pebble, it doesn't work very well. It kind of distorts the figure a little bit. Which is incredible. You just
it really is art.
It is. Yeah. It's real art. It's an art form, and it's wonderful. It really is. So
where can our listeners find you on social media?
Instagram, Facebook,
Beach for Art,
Instagram,
Instagram.
Right,
TikTok videos as well. You call Beach for Art.
Yeah,
and Facebook.
And Facebook.
Yeah,
Etsy as well, of course. We have our small Etsy shop. We sell some photo prints, and we are if somebody would like to order something bigger size, different size, you are welcome to write us on Messenger, private message, and we can discuss what you want, like. We ship to all the world, all around the world, to United States. We have lots of followers and customers from States.
That's great.
And also, personal as well. Sometimes somebody is like, asks for something personal.
Personal, so we can
do that.
Personal projects we do, we create.
And then pictures or meeting location,
Wonderful.
So one last question then, and this is for each of you. If you were an animal, what would you be and why?
Animal, what?
I already know this one. Yes. I'm start first.
No.
You start.
I would be cheetah.
Ooh.
They are very fast.
Yeah.
And they get to, I feel like they get to experience world differently. They have a different point of view.
Wow.
So because they're so fast, they get to be ahead, but also they've got a different experience of the world. I feel like than other animals. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, we haven't had that one before, so brilliant answer.
I like squirrels.
Squirrels?
Yeah. Squirrels. They are smart. They are quick. They are fast. They are naughty. And here in
active,
very active, jumping, dancing, and then
and they're very
Active, active, yes. And here in UK, people don't like grey squirrels because they are ievestas nomēriks. They are not native. Yes, they are not native.
Oh, okay.
Once when we created squirrels, we created gray and red. This was once in our life. This when we returned to our work, this red gray squirrel's face was a little bit damaged. I don't know why.
Boy, they don't like squirrels.
Well, they don't like the gray ones.
And the gray ones, I guess.
And you?
I don't know. I think it's something like panther, because it's as well as jumping fast, running. But I think I not so scary like I don't know, panther, but I like something from cats family.
We adopted cat from protection center 5 years ago, our lovely pearl. Yeah, we are definitely cat people,
yes.
Great.
Cat
parrot. Very interesting.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. It's been fascinating to talk to you. It really has. It's certainly something different. And well, you've definitely got a supporter in Cyprus. I'm actually based in Cyprus, the island of Cyprus. So you'll be getting an order from Cyprus. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, and
thank you to our faithful listeners for joining us for another inspiring episode of Howling Talent. We've enjoyed hosting you all, and remember to tune in to our podcast episodes on howlingtalent.com, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Until next time, everyone, thank you very much and take care.
Thank you.
Thank
bye
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.